Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our prayer focus today continues to be crime reduction, but for today it will be in District 5, the San Bernardino City. This Friday, something to be praying about in advance, there is a group Taking Back the Night. They're going to be meeting at the San Bernardino Valley College, calling it a Christian Harvest Fest with live music vendors, giveaways, and performances. Across from where they're going to be meeting, there's going to be an event called a rave party or something of that nature. So, Father, we lift up everyone that will be attending, the security officers, those that are going to be preaching the gospel, those that are going to be singing, those that are going to be attending both places, those that might just be on the campus, just as standard bystanders. We pray, Father, for people to come to know Jesus, but we pray mostly for safety for all those people, that no one will start a fight. In fact, that whatever the enemy intends for evil, it would be turned around for good. We ask and declare, God, that you would be Lord of this event and pray a hedge of protection around every part of it. We also thank you for the bus driver that was arrested after threatening a tow yard worker and who had guns and a crossbow in his vehicle. We also thank you that San Bernardino found a way after being named again the dirtiest city in America, that Realacor Real Estate with 20 other businesses hosted community cleanups, created anti-littering strategies, organized educational workshops. And the city is actually pitching in and adding additional trash cans in various areas throughout the community. We're also grateful, though saddened, that a 15-year-old was found in with an untraceable ghost gun and arrested. We lift up San Bernardino City, the county seat, the 18th largest city in California. We lift up the Central Detention Center, the San Bernardino City Jail, the Central Valley Juvenile Detention and Assessment Center. And we pray, God, that these people will not come back and turn around and do the same crimes again, that there would be actual changes in their lives through the gospel. We thank you for all the prison ministries that exist and that are going in there and sharing Jesus with them. We pray, God, that their lives will be so transformed that the city will be reformed. And there are so many pockets of San Bernardino that need reformation. We pray for those that are trying to build or buy property to take it back and to train people on how to take care of their land. We lift up the gangs and pray, God, that the different task forces, including Operation Consequences, will continue to contain, maintain, and divide and stop the gangs, especially the Crips, the Bloods, the Verdugo gang, that are the largest ones. And we thank you, Father, that the crime grade at D, we're praying that it will be lowered and that it will also, the 17% theft and the 6% vehicle theft will be decreased by the time we read this again. We pray, God, for a major outreach. We thank you for the citywide prayer that was done this year earlier. We pray that will continue to happen year after year until the Lord just completely consumes this city and it affect domino effect every city in its county in Jesus' name.